You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground, the place where you get real conversation, real connections, and absolutely no filters. Well, today, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. My name is Valentine Harris, and today we're going to have hopefully a great show today. You know, we're going to be talking about a few topics that I've been discussing for a while, seeing on the news and all the great stuff. So the topics of today will be funding and the fallout and funding when it came to the continuation resolution bill that passed the last Friday. The Oval Office clash between Zelensky, Trump, and J.D. Vance on February 28, 2025. So we're going to get into all that too. Also, other topics we're going to be talking about, the presidential invocation of the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. So we're going to be talking about that as well. And my last topic today will be the Democratic divisions versus Republican cohesion. Okay, so let's get right into it, okay? Okay, so on March 15th, 2025, the House and the Senate just passed this continuation resolution bill that happened. It just happened on Friday. So it was quite a few fallout of what happened. So when I listened to what these people were saying on TV, you know, one thing I've noticed, at least within the past couple of years, is that when it comes to the Republicans, it seems like to me they are all united. But when it comes to the Democrats, it seems like to me they are not together as they should be. Okay, so in the House, when it came to the House floor at first, one House member actually went with the Republican side and pushed it through. But when it comes to the Senate side, it's like 10 senators that actually passed this bill against the rest of the counterparts, right? Okay, so the reason why the bill, I guess, was very important, right, to either pass or not to pass. So if the bill did not pass on March 14th, there would have been a government shutdown. And that's what a lot of, I guess, the Republicans and some of these Democrats that passed the bill did not want to happen, the government shutdown. So let me tell you about this bill, though, the continuing resolution bill. Okay, so, right, they increased the defense spending by $6 billion. Okay, and also, right, the cut of discretionary spending cut by $13 billion. Do you know what that means right now? So defense budget don't increase. And they're trying to cut back on a lot of things, like your Medicare, your Medicaid, your Social Security. All that is in the bill. A lot of people don't realize that, because how they got the bill written up, which I did not know. I really did not know until I was listening to someone on TV, and they was talking about it, and they were saying that, at least for Medicaid, there's actually a company that really oversees Medicaid. And they really wanted to get $880 billion cut overall, right? From the whole thing, the whole budget, right? $880 billion that they want to cut. But they can't really cut that much money without dipping into people's Medicaid. So what really kind of makes me upset when I'm watching the news, right? And that's why I do believe that we need to pay attention. When I'm watching the Dagger News and I'm hearing Mike Johnson, House Speaker Mike Johnson speak. And he said, which he didn't lie about it though, but he didn't tell the whole truth either. He didn't say the whole thing. Because he said, Medicaid is not in this Dagger bill. Right? Medicaid is not in the bill. Social Security is not in this bill. That's what he said. Okay. So if these things aren't in this bill, right, but he didn't explain to people that a company is actually in charge of Medicaid, Medicare. So regardless of what happened, right, they got to figure out how to cut the budget and cut all this money. So now think about this, right? All of these things that they want to cut. Okay, your Medicaid, your Social Security. Do you know how much people depend on those type of things? A lot of people depend on it. And it really bothers me when it seems like to me the government just don't give a damn. Because they want to cut stuff that people depend on a daily basis. People need that stuff. Imagine your mother, your grandmother, you know what I'm saying, living off her fixed income. And even, let's say, for example, even if they cut, if you get, say, $1,200 a month, for example, right? $1,200 a month for a senior citizen after they work so hard, that's a lot of daggone money. So they need every single penny that they can get. So think about it, right? Even if they take just $50 off of that person's check, do you know what that $50 could do? Believe it or not. You know what I mean? How would you feel if $10 come out of your daggone check? How would you feel about that? I know I'll be very, very upset that, you know what I'm saying, the money company is trying to cut the stuff that I work hard for, right? When it comes to the Medicaid, when young people are people that need it, and the elderly that need those type of things just to get by in life. This is how I feel about it. Now, when it comes to those type of things, now 10 Democratic senators went against it, right? Two of them off the top of my head I could think of is Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, and John Fetterman, right? And their argument is they want to avoid a government shutdown. Now, my question is to that, whether you want to avoid a government shutdown. Sometimes I feel like, do you think the Republicans give a damn? Sorry, excuse my language. But they don't give a damn. If they were in the minority, they wouldn't have cared if the dagger government would have shut down. They wouldn't give a damn because they're going to blame it on the Democrats. And I get it. They still are blame on the Democrats regardless because that's what they do. They do the blame game. If you ever notice, the Republicans, a lot of times, they do the blame game. I watch them on TV. A lot of times, they do the blame game. Okay? So, the thing is, right, why aren't the Democrats together, united as one? Because one thing I've noticed, like I said, about the Republican Party is like they are together and they are united as one, right? Look what happened to when George Santos, one of the House members back in, a year ago, you know what I mean, all the scandals that he was going through, and it took them forever to get rid of George Santos, right? Because they stuck together. But the Democrats do not stick together right about now. So I do believe that the Democrats, they need to get their act together and figure something out, okay? So, right, so this, like I said, they're cutting the defense spending, okay? So some critics are worried that these cuts could weaken public programs, right? Just like I just said earlier, with supporters argue strengthened defense is crucial for national security, which I understand it. Strengthen your defense, because I was in the military, so I get it. You know what I mean? You have to have a strong military for national security. You have to. You must. That's got to be a must, because I was in the military, and I get it, because, you know, sometimes you don't want to go to war and your equipment is jacked up, right? So you have to have the defense. I get it. But why are you going to cut the funding of other people that really need money? So they're trying to tell me that they couldn't figure out a way to find money somewhere else? That's one thing I don't understand. Okay, so my last point on this thing is the Democratic fractures, right? Grew and moderate supported stability, and progressive felt, a lot of them felt betrayed. You know, I see people like Jasmine Crockett that came on TV pissed off about how those 10 senators, what they did. People like, of course, Hakeem Jeffries. When those Hakeem Jeffries question, you know, he's the House Minority Leader right now, right? And he didn't even want to answer the question, which I understand, because you could tell he was pissed that the Democrats on the Senate side helped the Republicans to pass the bill. Because you know the Republican, in 99% of the time, the Republican will not work with the Democrat. Ask Marjorie Taylor Greene. She got mad at Kevin McCarthy, ready to to get rid of Kevin McCarthy when he wanted to work with the Democrats, right? So why should the Democrat fold? Why should the Democrat fold to these people if they're not willing, if the shoe was on the other foot, if they're not willing to work with you? I just don't understand that part. Okay? But anyway, on to the next topic, okay? The next topic about the Oval Office clash. Okay, so as we all know, this has been about 2 weeks now. It happens around February 28th, 2025, when President Zelensky of Ukraine came to the Oval Office to sign some kind of agreement with President Trump and, you know what I'm saying, J.D. Vance. And they're always in office. And I have to be honest with you right now. You know, when I saw that, and I'm telling you right now, this is not no bipartisan thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's not a Republican thing. To me, this is a respect thing. Right? And how I feel, this is how I really feel this deeply in my heart. Because, you know, as I'm speaking right now, and I speak with an accent, I feel though, because this man has an accent, right, they were bullying this man. And to me, that was wrong. And I really believe our media, some of the media, need to keep these elected officials accountable when they do something wrong. You can still like the person. You know, you understand what I'm saying? You can still like the person, but you could also keep them accountable for the thing that they say and the thing that they do. You have to. Because that's the only way you're going to keep them honest, though, man. Because this damn Zelensky, whether you want to give the man money, more ammunition, listen, you're the president. That's your right. That's your right. If you say, you know what, though? I'm not giving Ukraine no more money. A lot of people be upset about it, but it's still your right. But the thing is, you just disrespect the man just like that. To me, that was not cool at all, man. You know what I mean? And to me, right at that time, I was watching it on TV. I'm like, man, what am I watching here right now? The president of the United States, this country that I fought for, been to Iraq twice, this country that I fought for, and our president is acting that way, right? But I'm going to tell you one thing, though, about Donald Trump. I got to be honest with you right now. When I was watching him, right, just like Hillary Clinton said, this man is a polarizing figure, right? People do gravitate to this man. They really do. He's very polarizing, right? And when I was listening to him speak, right, and then he was going off and he was doing his rant, he sounded like a New Yorker. He did. The man sounded like a straight New Yorker. And he sounded like a damn mob boss. I'm not lying. The way he was talking, he was just going off, right? Understand? And then when he said to Zelensky about he going to start a damn World War III, but I don't think it's because of him. If they're the World War III, it might be because of the United States, because of the USA. Okay? That's how I feel. If something happened today, right? You know what I mean? I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I know a lot of people might be upset about this, but this is how I feel. It's going to be because of us. If there's a World War III going on today, right, things could happen. Okay? But I was just very upset, though, of how we treated this man, another president of another country. A president of another country. How can we treat another human being that way? How can we? Okay. So, the 10th meeting revealed strained diplomatic relations and highlighted contrast views on U.S. global responsibilities, right? So, Zelensky, of course, accused by Trump and Vance of disrespecting U.S. aid, resulted in canceled press conference. So, if they would have came to some kind of agreement, they would have a press conference after the fact, right, afterward. But of course, as you never see, it's like they just kicked the man out of the damn White House, man. They're like, Zelensky, get the hell out of here. That's how I feel, right? And we shouldn't treat somebody else that way. Because if you're not going to treat Russia like that, or talk to Russia like that, the Russian president like that, why would you talk to another president of the United States like that? That's how I feel, huh? If you got the one energy for one person, you should have the same energy for another person. If you, they will say, if you're about it, okay? That's how I feel about that, all right? So the incident, though, did raise our concerns over future U.S. support and diplomatic relations with Ukraine. One thing I did notice, though, after that incident happened, though, that a lot of countries, though, did stand by Ukraine, though. They were actually with Ukraine to ensure, you know what I'm saying, that they have Ukraine back. But a lot of those countries, though, they're not the United States of America. Because when it comes to power, we are the most powerful nation on Earth right now. At this time, the United States of America. Okay? Because our military, we don't play. Believe it or not. Despite of what people think, right? Our military do not play. Okay? I do believe we have like the best military in the world. And I do believe we could take on anybody. Right? But we can't do it alone. We cannot do things alone. You understand me? Okay? So many things that have happened within the past couple weeks, though, right? So, okay, observers fear the fall could embolden adversaries complement international alliance, right? So imagine if other countries were like, no, they forget America. Forget America. You know what, though? We don't need America. We're going to align together and take care of ourselves, right? Because, you know, I remember one time I was reading some kind of article, and I did not know that. I think it was before World War II or World War I or something like that. America, I can't remember what it was called, but America was like basically sustained itself. And I think it was after World War II when America started opening up and started dealing with a lot of countries because I figured it's that much better to do like that. Okay, so for this topic, right? So this is my unanswered question right here, and then I want y'all to think about this and ponder it in your head. Okay, will these political diplomatic tensions weaken America's global influence? Let me repeat this question: will these political and diplomatic tensions weaken America's global influence with other countries? Huh? Will other countries want to work with America? Only time will tell. Okay? And with that being said, I'm going to start on going to topic number two. Okay, the Presidential Invocation of the Alien Enemies Act. So President Trump does invoke the Alien Enemies Act. I think it was like 1798, something like that, right? So, from what I heard, from what when I watched on TV, and what I heard, the last time that they used this act was like during World War II, right? So, this act could be a good thing and could be a bad thing. I understand. They're using it to round up a lot of the Venezuelan gang and stuff like that. The people that come to this country and can commit crime, you know. Commit crimes and things happen. So part of me kind of get it, but the other part of me, like something like that, though, some people gonna be like collateral damage, because they're gonna have a good person here, and what they could do, they could detain a person because of this daggone act. Let me give an example, right? When former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, when he did the stop and frisk, what that happened? There was a lot of political follow behind that. Once known as America's mayor, what did the stop and frisk did? All young black person that keeps the stop didn't search. Don't give a damn. All the Spanish people. They don't stop, they don't search, they don't give a damn. Same thing with Alien Registration Enemies Act. That there's a lot of people that's gonna be caught up, that's really gonna be caught up in the crossfire, be collateral damage. So like I said, right, President Trump invokes the Alien Enemies Act to target Venezuelan gang, right? especially this gang called Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua. That's the name of the gang. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. But anyway, Tren de Aragua, right? Citing national security concerns, right? But they're the judge that said that's unconstitutional. You can't do that. So the judge was like, hey, if the plane is in the dagger air, I just saw it on TV when this morning, if the plane is on the air, they got to turn the dagger plane around. Now, the White House press secretary came out and talked about it, right? And this White House secretary was saying that why a lower court judge is making a decision for the executive branch. I got issues with that statement. The question. I'm gonna tell you why I have issues with that. Okay, so if the lower court can't make a decision for the executive branch, right? Why did these people are going to the lower court? Shouldn't they go straight to the Supreme Court then? Bypass the lower court if that's the case? Shouldn't they do that? This is how I feel, okay? If you're telling me right now that the judges from the lower courts cannot make decisions for the executive branch, why, when they file this lawsuit, why can't they just go straight to the Supreme Court instead of going to the district court and all this stuff, huh? Think about that for a second, huh? Why could that be in the law then? That's what I'm saying. Why could that be in the law and say, oh, if you're going to sue the dagger White House, you got to go to the damn Supreme Court. I'll go high, right? Go from the top, right? They say everything starts from the top, right? So go straight to the top. Why even deal with the lower court? If that's the case, that's my thought process on that. If the lower courts can't deal with it, and that's what, right, as this White House press secretary says, yeah, she speaks a good game. She speaks good. She speaks well. But you just got to think about these type of things, though. If the lower court can't make decisions, why file lawsuits in the lower court instead of going straight to the high court? That's all I'm saying. Right? So that makes more sense. So now, since a lot of these courts is rejecting a lot of Trump's bullcrap, I should say, things that Trump is doing, now they want to start impeaching these damn justices. Why? Just because you can't get your way? So sometimes I wonder, though, right, in my mind, and I'm not saying it because I hear this on TV. I'm saying it because I'm really wondering, though, are we really heading to a dictatorship country? Because you have the right to be upset, but if you want to take action because you don't agree with what the court said and you want to get rid of these people, I just have an issue with that. And I believe everybody should have an issue. I don't give a damn if you're a Trump supporter or not, man. Stop giving this man a daggum pass. Please. Stop giving this man a pass. If he's wrong, he's wrong. And y'all need to let this man know that he's wrong. All you supporters, y'all need to let him know that he's wrong. Look what's going on with all y'all right now that voted for him. A lot of y'all are losing your daggum job because of that. A lot of y'all Hispanic people that voted for him, the family members are getting deported because of the situation, right? But yet y'all still giving this man a pass. And it's not about being a Republican, it's not about being a Democrat, because me, as a United States citizen, as a registered voter, right, I voted Democrat, right? But that does not mean I'm going to always vote Democrat. It's just the right Republican have not come along to sway me yet. They haven't. I haven't seen the right Republican that comes along that's going to sway me. Because no matter what they do, I know I'm going to be fine because I'm a survivor, right? So I'm thinking when I'm casting my vote, what this person is going to do, not for me, but for for my people. That's what I think. Not only for black people, for poor folks up there who need it. You know what I'm saying? For people that really need help. What are you going to do for these people? Because no matter what, I'm going to be fine. You know what I mean? Back in my day, I used to work 2 daggone jobs. So I'll be fine if I have to be fine, if I got busted my butt again like I used to. I'm going to be fine. Okay? But what are you going to do for those other people that's out there? That's all I'm saying, though, man. You know what I mean? So the alien invasion, so back to the daggone topic, right? So the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, right? Was like a historical wartime law, sparked significant legal and public backlash. So if you don't really know what the Alien Enemies Act is, it's basically, and I'm just paraphrasing right now, if let's say the United States have an issue with, let's say China, for example, and they deem China a threat, that mean they could send your ass right back to China. No questions asked. Okay? That's what they mean. So normally, supposed to be work for, like, I guess, legal alien, but you work for any damn body. Even if you're a citizen, they get rid of your ass quick. Very quick. They can really get rid of you with no questions asked. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because this is their damn country. They can do whatever they want to do, the government. And nothing that we can do about it, for real. You understand what I'm saying? So it's very serious about what's going on over there. You know, hey, by all means, if you're running up criminals and send them back to the country, no problem with that. It's just sometimes it's just other people that's going to be caught in the crossfire. That's what I'm really worried about. Excuse me. People that's going to be caught in the daggone crossfire. You understand what I'm saying? And to me, it's sad that, you know, that people, that innocent people is going to be caught with this nonsense. And it's not right. It's not right at all. You know, and think about it. Donald Trump, he said that on the campaign trail. He said that if he became president, he's going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. He said that. So y'all thought the man was joking? I just don't understand people, right? When I watch the news, I hear people say before in the past, Donald Trump is just talking. He doesn't mean what he says. He just talking. That's crazy thinking to me. If somebody tell me something right now, say, Valentine, I'm going to beat your butt right now. Even if he said it in a jokingly manner, I'm going to take that person serious. I'm going to feel though the person won't want to beat me up. I'm not going to joke with those type of things. I don't joke like that. If you say you're going to beat me up, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to beat your butt. I'm taking that very serious. I don't play that. You understand me? So y'all should be from the beginning. People should be taking this man serious. But nobody was not taking him serious. And look now. Okay? Look now what's going on. All right? The Alien Enemies Act, that's going to really affect a lot of people. Not only the illegal aliens that's in this country, not only criminals, that really will affect people that are innocent, that do not deserve the treatment. You understand me? A lot of people is going to be affected by this act. So if I was y'all, whenever you get a chance, please just Google it. Just Google the actually meaning, what it really means, the Alien Enemies Act. Google it. And you know what I'm saying? Because that sounds very serious. Because that's where when you talk about racism and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Back then, you know what I'm saying? They're in Japanese, racist people was using that stuff against the people back in World War II. You know what I'm saying? If you look Japanese or whatever you look like, look, they're going to automatically suspect that you're a damn threat. Look what happened after 9/11. And anybody that look like a damn, look like they're from Afghanistan or wherever, or Iraq, automatically thought they were terrorists. even if there were some good people, same thing that's going to happen, man. So, this topic right here. Okay, the end of this topic, the unanswered question is this. Hold on, let me get it. Okay. So, with these political and diplomatic tensions weaken America, right? So, that was that. So, okay, here we go. I apologize about that. I kind of lost my thing a little bit. So, the unanswered question, right? Does invoking the Alien Enemies Act set a concerning precedent for civil liberties? I'm going to read that question again. Does invoking the Alien Enemies Act set a concerning precedent for civil liberties? Huh? Think about that, okay? So this is the unanswered question for this topic right here. So topic number three. Democrats, if y'all don't get your act together, y'all going to lose the daggone midterms. Point blank. The Democrats will lose the midterms if y'all do not get your act together right now in 2025. Okay? The midterm just around the corner. Next year, 9 months, 8 months, it's going to fly by. And if y'all don't get your act together, I see that y'all going to lose the dang midterms. Because right now, y'all are not sticking together as one accord. Okay, so Democratic divisions, right? Democratic divisions and Republican cohesion. Think about it. Democratic division and Republican cohesion. If you know, the Republicans right now, they're united. And I guarantee you, I bet you more than half the time, some of them probably can't stand each other behind the scenes. But guess what, though? Right now in public, a lot of them are united together. Why the Democrat can't be like that? Okay, y'all lost the damn election. Okay, get over this shit. Sorry, but get over it. Y'all lost, get over it, and move the hell on. Okay, in the last election, 2024, a lot of black people, maybe like 2% of black people, moved from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party in the last election. Why is that? I'm going to tell you why if y'all don't know. Because y'all got your head in your asses. That's why. The Democratic Party got the head in their damn asses. I'm going to tell you why I said that, okay? Because this is how I feel a lot of times. See, when it comes to the Republicans, right, they're always talking in their base, right? They're on the Fox News. They're on the Joe Rogan talking, wherever. They're always somewhere talking to their people, the people that vote for them, right? But most time, maybe just a few within the past couple of years, like people like Jasmine Crockett, Pete Buttigieg, there's a few that you see out there, right? But a lot of times, you're Democrats, when you get our damn vote, we don't hear from you. And I'll give an example. I voted for Senator Warnock, right? I voted for John Ossoff for senators in Georgia. I voted for them too. They got our damn vote. I've heard a peep of these guys. As a matter of fact, I don't forgot their Ossoff first name. I looked him up the other day. I don't forgot his damn first name. I voted for the damn dude. I haven't heard a peep out of him at all. Past 2-3 years. And you expect for us to get vote from us if you're not paying us no mind? Because as you know, the Democratic Party cannot win an election without black people, point blank. You can't. Because 82% of black people vote Democrat. 82%. Think about that. All right? Most white people vote damn Republican. They do. So I'm telling you right now, if y'all don't get your act together, Democrats, if y'all don't get your damn act together, y'all gonna lose the midterms. Who's your leader right now? Besides Hakeem Jeffries, I'm talking about leaders that you can put out there to talk to people. Right? You know, most young black people, they're not going to let me know I'm a 50-something young man. Yeah, I'm watching CNNs, right? I'm watching my daggone news. But most young black people is not going to watch the CNNs. They're not. A lot of young people, a lot of them going to be on the damn TikTok. So why not use some of these TikTokers to get your point across? Why not go on these urban radio stations like the Breakfast Club to get your point across? Why not go on places like Native Land Podcast, where a lot more black people listen to get your point across. Why not sit down and talk to people like Roland Martin, Joanne Reed, Don Lemon, those type of people, right? That don't work for no major network. You got to meet people where they are, Democrats. And y'all not doing that stuff, man. And right now, I'm really getting frustrated about the situation. And the only reason right now I'm not voting down Republican, and I'm keeping it real with y'all, keeping the buck, because we got the man in the damn White House, the man in the White House, which I don't believe is good for the damn country. Point blank, I don't believe it. Y'all going to probably beat up my head right now, beat me up right now, but I don't give a damn. I don't believe it. You understand me? Maybe with somebody like a Nikki Haley, who knows? Right? Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying, right? So if Democrats don't get y'all butt together right now and get y'all act together, you all will lose the daggone 2026 midterm election. So Democrats struggle, right? They struggle with internal ideological divisions affecting policy unity. Y'all struggle between yourselves, man. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. This is what I suggest, Democrats. Okay. All y'all should get together, the House, Democrat House, Democrat Senate, some of the mayors, some of the governors from some of these states and cities. Y'all get together, right, and y'all go away for like a whole weekend. Somewhere in the Midwest, somewhere in the mountains, somewhere, right? Nobody could rent out like a nice resort on government dime. Excuse me. Nice hotel or something like that. And y'all stay in this conference room whatever for the whole weekend. Still have a good time, because you can't go nowhere on the government dime without not having a good time, okay? Still enjoy yourselves, right? But you're working hard at the same time, right? Why not go somewhere, y'all go to y'all this big old conference room, and y'all brainstorm together, right? Nobody around, nobody, no cameras, nobody's around. Yeah, brainstorm together, y'all come up with an effective message that you think that's going to resonate with the people. And how do you get the effective message, I must say? By actually going and getting on the damn ground and talk to people. And I'm talking about the middle-class people, okay? The middle-class black people. I'm talking to poor black people that's in the hood. Those are the damn people you need to be talking to. Right? The damn barbershops, the beauty shops, wherever. Those are the type of people that you need to be talking to. Because 9 times out of 10, the middle class black people, 9 times out of 10, not all, in all cases, a lot of them probably vote, because a lot of times they'll be older in a way and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of them tend to probably vote whatever, you know what I mean? Not in all cases, but in most cases, they do, right? So you need to try to get a lot of young folks, man, get them to the damn ballot box to vote. You know what I mean? Y'all go away for a while. They'll be gone for like a week or two, right? Not gone, like, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? On the weekend, the Friday, go back to Friday, come back to Monday, whatever. But don't say nothing. Don't go on TV for like a week. Don't go on TV for about 2 weeks. Don't talk to nobody until y'all get your message together. And guess what y'all do? Once y'all lock down your messages, then every Democratic personnel in Congress should be hitting the damn airwaves. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Saturate the damn airwaves. Okay? That's what type of stuff y'all should be doing. Talking to the CNNs, even going on the damn Fox News and talking to those damn people on the Fox News too. Talk to them, right? The News Nation, talk to those people too. Damn Joe Rogan, talk to those type of people too, right? Those are the type of people that you need to be talking to, right? And the urban radios, right? Go on the urban radios, go on these TikToks and catch our message and say, and then be real with the American people. Say, look, if we get back the House, if we get the House and we get the Senate, this is what we're going to do. But we can't do it unless we get the House and the Senate. Because Donald Trump is a very transactional type of guy. Because if you come up with a bill, if y'all get the House and the Senate and y'all come up with a daggone bill, you don't think that Donald Trump is going to sign off on it? He will. If it makes him look good. You understand what I'm saying? If it makes the man look good, he sign off on it. Look what he did with the damn stimulus check. right? And that was Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat at the time, Speaker of the House, fought to get the damn stimulus check out there to people. But guess what Donald Trump did? He put his name on it. You understand me? That's why people thought Donald Trump gave y'all the damn check. You understand that, right? So, I do believe if y'all don't get your act together, Democrats, I do believe that y'all will lose this daggone election, man. I'm sorry to say that, but it's very true, okay? So, you know what I mean? The Republicans display stronger internal unity, effectively passing conservative legislation. They passed it. The House and the Senate passed the CR bill. You understand it? They passed the bill. And then the Senate with 10 Democratic senator help. They passed the bill. So, how does that make everybody feel that y'all can't even be on the same damn page? And let's talk about these 10 people that helped the Republicans, right? So, I hear what John Fetterman was saying. I hear what Chuck Schumer was saying. That they want to avoid a government shutdown. But me, as a voter, we're looking at it. If you're supposed to be representing me, how can I trust you to actually fight for me? If you can't fight in the House, regardless of whatever. If you can't fight, how can I trust you to fight for me? That's what I don't understand. Huh? It's like all y'all just discombobulated right now. Just all in disarray, discombobulated, not on the same damn accord. You know what I mean? The Democrats aren't together. Look at the Republicans, right? Just like I said earlier about George Santos, right? It took a long time before they finally had to get, because they had no choice but to get rid of George Santos, right? They had no damn choice at that moment. You understand me? Now look how the damn Democrats they're doing right now when it comes to Eric Adams. As soon as the man got a little bit of trouble, they're ready to kick the man to the curb. Kick the man to the curb without any kind of due process. Oh, Eric Adams needs to step down. Eric Adams needs to do this. Damn. Y'all supposed to be right. Y'all supposed to ride or die. No matter what. Okay? I mean, the man didn't hurt nobody. He didn't, God forbid, he didn't rape nobody. He didn't do no crazy stuff like that. He wouldn't kill him. No sexual assault. None of that stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be a ride or die. That's all I'm saying. Y'all supposed to ride that no matter what. Quick to say, oh, the man supposed to say, I'm glad Governor Hochul did the right thing by not getting rid of him. I think she did the right thing. You know what I mean? But right now she's about to be micromanaging him though. That's crazy though, man. You're the damn mayor and then the governor have to micromanage you. I'll feel the damn way if somebody got micromanaged me. So I know you probably feeling a way right about now. You know what I mean? But y'all, Democrat Party, you all need to really get your act together. Y'all really need to get your act together. For real. Cause I'm telling you right now, if y'all do not get your act together, I'm telling you that you all will lose in the midterm. Cause I'm telling you right now. All right, midterm just right around the corner. And right now, just like I said earlier about getting away, why not campaigning? I'm saying right now, these damn Republicans, they have been campaigning even after the damn election was over. They were still campaigning. It's just a few Democrats right now that I see on TV or on the radio talking. See what I'm saying? Just a few that I see. But a lot of y'all just keep quiet. Only thing y'all doing, keeping your head down, doing your work. But guess what, though? The people not knowing about it. Y'all supposed to be representing the people, right? We need to know. What the hell y'all doing? What are y'all doing right now when it comes to your work? Huh? Tell me. What y'all doing? We don't know. We do not know. So guess what, though? Y'all need to figure a way to get things together, because if y'all do not get things together, I'm telling you, the midterms just around the corner. Just around the corner. All right? And it's not me that you're going to have to convince to vote for you. They're the young people, the young black kids out there, the young college black college kids. See, I don't know if y'all paying attention in the last damn election, right? The damn Breakfast Club campus, I think it was somewhere in Atlanta, talking to those college kids. And a lot of them didn't really want to vote Democrat. I'm talking to black college children. See, y'all not paying attention. I don't know if y'all are or not. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of those kids feel neglected because y'all not paying them no damn mind. This is not the 1970s anymore or the 1980s. This is 2025. Things have changed. We got social media now. Things have changed, right? So why not figure a way to get to these kids, right? When was the last time y'all going to call these college campus and talk to these young kids? Other than your damn politician. When was the last time y'all go on to some of these black college campus and talk to some of these young black kids out there? Give them some kind of word of damn inspiration, word of encouragement. Huh? I'm going to tell you something real quick before I actually end the show. I'm going to tell you something real quick. I remember back when I joined the Army in 2001, right? And I'm not a Bush fan, right? The second Bush, neither Bush, right? I never was like a George Bush fan. But guess what, though? I remember when I was in basic training. Before we graduate, guess who came and talked to us? Laura Bush, George Bush's wife, came and talked to us. And do you know how great I felt that the president's wife came to talk to the trainees? Even 20-some years later, I still remember that stuff, man. You know what I mean? The president's wife came and talked to us, little. No, you know what I'm saying? You look, I'm going to say nobody, but look, a little peon people, right? Come to them, right? Come to us. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, y'all need to figure out a way, because if y'all don't figure out a way how to get to these people, I really believe y'all need to, y'all going to lose this dagger midterm election. Because right now, the Republicans are united. They're very united as one right now. And I'm telling you, as long as these people see a message, right? And you can't be like, we're going to wait for damn Donald Trump to mess up. Because if you notice, his base don't give a damn. When y'all realize that? His base don't care. Okay? You understand that? His base does not care. So y'all going to say, wait for the man to screw up? He could screw up all day long. They're still going to have his back. I don't think y'all get it. Dang. So y'all need to figure out a way to message, man. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't know. I'm getting frustrated right now. I really am. Because I know I got some good people in the Democratic Party. I know there are some good people out there. Some good politicians. I know y'all are out there. But y'all need to make yourself known. Y'all need to make yourself known, okay? Some great politicians that are out there right now. I'm telling you right now. So I'm about to end the show right now. I'm about to end the show. So the unanswered question is, will internal Democratic conflicts cost them the next election? Huh? Let me say it one more time. Will internal Democratic conflict cost them the next election? Okay. And before I go, you can follow me at, follow me at Valentine Harris on Facebook, valentine.harris1 on Instagram, and valentineharris715 on TikTok. And before I go, right here, The Black Godmother, written by me. It's a really good book. Go and get your copy. Available on Amazon.com, okay? And so, thank you so much for tuning in to Common Ground. Until next time. Keep the conversation going.
tuned in to Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.